All right, Shabbos, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off page Reish Chaf Vav. Third paragraph in. B'chdei sheyizke ha'adam shechayin yisuv ya'alu yafa. In order for a person to merit that his marital life, will go ahead and ya'alu yafa, will work out well. Alav lahashkia zman machshava v'alev. A person has to invest time, thought, and heart in order to understand my spouse. So this understanding of my spouse, right, really is comprised of two parts. First of all, again, it's comprised of an introspective process with oneself. Because remember, we spoke about yesterday that if one can't understand one's self, one cannot understand one's spouse. So the first step to understanding another is understanding my spouse. And then after understanding my spouse, then comes the ability to converse, to engage in dialogue with my significant other in order to be able to understand her. Sichos rabos tzarech shetiskayemna bein b'nei hazug odos nafsham. An incredible number of conversations have to take place between a couple in order regarding spiritual matters or regarding their souls. Ina kavana chalila sichos shal bayos nafshios. This is not talking about discussions about problems, right? No one has to mandate discussions about problems. They happen on their own. Right? But the idea is not just speaking about spiritual issues. Ela kavanas hadvarim lesichos limud, sichos havana, lahavin kol echad es nafesh zula. So rather, it's an idea of dialogue in order to understand one another. Discussion, each spouse tells the other about themselves, ask questions about the other, all in an effort to be able to understand one another. He goes on, he says, Zula ze, bara hadover, shebebayis she'in miskamo sichos mein elu. It is understood that in a home where conversations like this one do not happen, meaning conversations in an effort to understand the other don't occur, kayamim vikuchim rabin, incredible arguments could follow, o lechilufin yeyosh echad min hasheni, or sometimes after a certain point of time where one spouse is unable to understand the other, sometimes it can chas v'shalom happen that one spouse simply gives up. This yeyosh, like, and again, not a walking away from the marriage, but just, I'm never going to understand this individual, so it's almost like a giving up. So the benefit of these types of conversations is not just simply an understanding of my spouse. Rabos, as we've spoken about, the other benefit of these conversations is that sometimes through an effort to understand the other, a person comes to understand themselves a bit more. Rov rubam shel anashim ein lahem havana atzmis amuka lenefesh ha'adam bichlal ulenafsham biprat umemeila chaser lahem rabos ba'karas atzmam. Most people do not really understand themselves in a deep way, don't understand the soul at all, and as such, most people walk through life without a full understanding and appreciation of who and what they are. Sichos elu bein bnei hazug, these conversations between couples, bikochan la'azra lechol echa mehem lahakir es atzmo, give each person the ability to understand himself. Hein mikoach kach shatzad asheni yafir lo havchono shelo hivchin bohen atzmo adato. Hein machma shayde at etzem libon hadvarim yavin es atzmo yoser. Suppose, of course, through this dialogue with my spouse, in an effort to understand each other, not only do we come to an understanding of each other, but what? I come to an understanding of myself. Zo achas hamatanos haniflos biyoser sheyashnan ben bnei zog. We'll say this is one of the beautiful gifts that we find in marriage. Asher pamim rabim anashim lo notim lenatzla. V'zos mikach choser ha. And we'll say this is a gift. Meaning, what gift are we referring to over here? The ability that through marriage and through trying to understand the other, I could actually come to understand myself. And this is a gift that very often we do not take full advantage of. V'zos mikach choser havana ad kama nitzrach ha'adam lahakir es nafsho ve'es nefesh ben obas zugo. He goes on, rov ruban shal habayos b'shalom bayis noveh lo rak mai havanas ben obas azug Elaaf my havana esasasos. So we spoke about this yesterday, that most shalom bayis problems don't just simply come about because of a certain sense of discord between two spouses, but rather very often it's a result of a lack of understanding of oneself. If I don't understand who I am, it's very difficult for me to connect or understand another. Lu yichachmu anoshim v'yaskiluzos. If only people would be wise enough to understand this. Hayu misdafkim etzel chachmei Torah. Umehem mehem gam chachmei nefesh. He writes over here, v'lo chas v'shalom eich etzel psologim l'mineim hayom kinesro. He says, be careful. He says, very often therapy is helpful. Be careful who you go to therapy for, right? Or be careful to whom you turn for therapy, right? Because again, you could have everyone say, this is mamish ma'isim b'chol yom. When a person gives you advice or a person tries to help you with something, it is very important to understand the orientation of that individual. If a person doesn't approach life with the same orientation that you have, the advice that you may be getting may not be proper advice. Now he's clearly very much against the psychologists in general. One doesn't have to take such a hard stance. There are many wonderful psychologists, mental health professionals out there who are truly wonderful. Yeah, who are truly wonderful. But again, one absolutely has to be careful. In the same way that if you're going into business and you're asking advice, for business, you're not going to go to a doctor. A doctor may be very good to go ahead and help you with your ailments, but he's not a businessman. And if you have a problem with your shoulder, you're not going to your accountant. You have to know to whom you're asking advice. So he says, skip the brackets. So a person has to seek out. So he suggests going to a Talmud Chacham, going to someone who could give you proper Torah guidance with how to understand who you are. Rabim heim ha'anoshim tap of reish chav zayin. Rabim heim ha'anoshim hamashkim mamon rav amenas lilmod miktsua meshach shanim. He will say there are people who invest tens of thousands of dollars to learn a profession. Right? A person goes to school, a person goes to graduate school, tens of thousands of dollars over the course of years to learn something. Ulam me'atim heim ha'anoshim hamashkim esos ha'ashka. So this takes us back to the beginning of the Sefer, that there are people who invest tens of thousands of dollars to learn a profession, but yet invest virtually nothing to understand their soul. And meanwhile, as important as your profession is because it'll generate an income, nothing is more important than understanding your soul, because that creates the awareness of exactly who and what you are.
Haya hakaras nafsham, vehemishkiu bekach zman rav vekochos nefesh merubim. Zos mishuma hakarasam, shezulas hakaras adam es nafsho, iefshar lo livnos chayim pinimim klal.
So we'll say again, everyone knows that those individuals who we call chachmei ha'avoda, those individuals ultimately again who are truly wise in avodas Hashem, that's a result of them having created a soulful awareness. And that soulful awareness is a result of incredible amount of investment in themselves. Ha'itza ha'yu'utza l'cho b'nei zug. The proper itza for every b'nei zug means every couple. L'kboa zman yachdov amenas l'havin kol echad es nefesho ve'es nefesh zulaso. We'll say, so look at this. He says it's very important that couples spend time together. People spend time together in an effort to go ahead and understand one another, and by definition, by extension, to understand themselves. Va'az kishi yisraklu b'nei hazog lilmod kol echad es nefesh zulaso, ka'asher yiskalu b'i havana b'in echad l'sheni. And then when couples take the time to truly understand each other, to understand each other's soul, and when they come to a greater understanding of one another, lo yitzaku echad al hasheni, when they get into an argument, they won't yell at each other. Ella yisochochu al kach sichas nefesh lahavin ma bidyuk yifri l'reyos. So we'll say it's an incredible yisod. Sometimes when couples know each other and understand each other and understand where the other is coming from, so when issues come up, those issues don't have to lead to argument, but rather, again, those issues could lead to instructive conversation, a helpful conversation, and an effort to understand what is really at the core of the problem. He says, "Bnei zug haregilim lilmod kol echad es nefesh zulaso."
ultimately every couple who are accustomed to each one learning about the other, understanding the other, b'derech zu hin postrim es rov hashoni hamiskalim b'nehem. It was that they are able to resolve differences that come up between them. Hey misragim lomot echad es hasheni. They are able to learn one from the other. V'lo litzok echad al hasheni. Not to yell at each other. O lichilufin lichos echad al hasheni. Or to getting, you know, we'll say, it's not saying that if a person understands his spouse, they never fight or nothing ever comes up. But what it's saying is that when I understand my spouse, I have the ability that when something does come up, I understand her perspective, I understand where she's coming. Doesn't mean I agree, right? It doesn't mean that it's not going to be a little bit tension-filled or contentious, but at the end of the day, there's an ability to understand where the other is coming from because I fully understand the other. He goes on, Tzarech lahavin, Shabayis ha-Yehudi, hu maseches arucha shel asar shanim. A person has to understand that the masechta of marriage is a masechta that spans decades. Zohi ha-masechas ha-aruka b'yosef shekayemes, masechas shalomdim osa kayom. Also, you see, you want to know what the real daf yomi is? So the real daf yomi is marriage, right? The real daf yomi is marriage. The real daf yomi at the end of the day is the masechta that you're engaged in. You know, we think Yevamos is long. There's a longer masechta. It's called marriage. And mamish, again, each and every day, in order for me to be successful in learning it, I have to invest the proper amount of time. A seder of study. I mean, the tractate, but that's not very helpful. Right? A section. Just like a masechta is a section of the Talmud. There's a section of life called marriage. He goes on, Zohi ha-staklus ha-amitis ala bayis ha-yehudi. This is what we've just espoused over here. This is the true perspective on what it means to have a Jewish home. Bayis shalimut ishes re'eu, a home that is predicated on one spouse learning and trying to understand the other. Velo bayis l'shem hana v'tano greda, and not just simply building a home for the sake of pleasure or benefit. Shimashu lo noach v'noim miyad hakol hofech l'tov avahu. Because we'll say, if a marriage is just built for pleasure and for enjoyment, then the moment that it simply becomes unpleasurable or unenjoyable is the moment that ultimately the home is destroyed. Klal borur tzarech shiyeh bayis, excuse me, klal borur tzarech shiyeh bayis ha-yehudi. There's one important principle, and there's more than one, but one important principle, one important klal upon which the Jewish home must be built. Ala kol tzarech l'shocheach b'sheket v'rogeah. It is important to talk about everything in a way of sheket, in a way of quiet, and a way of calmness. Lo rak al ba'ayos, ela al kol ha-dvarim ha-ikrim sh'ovrim, hein dvarim chitzonim, hein chavios nafshos. This is so amazing. The Mechaber says over here, the problem that many couples have is they only talk about problems. It's important not only to talk about problems. It's important also to talk about each other. It's important to talk about identity. It's important to talk about good things as well. Because when couples speak and they try to understand each other, this is how a connection and a bond grows. Hein es ha-simcha, v'hein es ha-itzev, hein es ha-dvarim ha-shavim b'neihem, v'hein es ha-dvarim shebahem heim shonim. So hein es ha-havana b'neihem, v'hein es ma she'en muva mitchila. And I will say, through this, couples are able to discuss all different types of things. They're able to discuss good events, they're able to discuss sad events, they're able to discuss their similarities, they're able to discuss their differences. But again, because the whole notion of the marriage is predicated on the idea of trying to understand one another, because remember, we'll say, by understanding one another, what ends up happening? It's only by understanding, meaning the true progression in life should really be that I first understand myself, then I understand the other. But the way people work is we often just don't invest incredible amounts of time in understanding ourselves. But at least through trying to understand the other, I will also come to understand myself. Tzuras Chaim Zu, this model of life, Hina miskavenes betucha, mituchenes betucha lahatzlacha gedola b'chai hanisun. If one follows this model that we've just outlined in the previous pages, ultimately, again, this is the paradigm and this is the roadmap to a successful marriage. All right, Tavosi, we'll stop over here. Pick up our Dalit. Remember this, we will not have this shir over Hanukkah, because Daf Yomi will begin at 5:45, because davening starts at 6:30. So we'll pick up Emirat Hashem after Hanukkah. So.